Joining us right now is Stephen Metz from Central Jersey Pools. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So are you familiar with the show or the radio station or anything?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not.
You're not at all. Do you know Boomer Esiason? He played NFL football.
I've heard of him.
Oh, you have heard of Boomer Esiason.
Oh, that's
okay,
nice.
All right.
That's good, yes.
All right, very good. Have you heard of Mike Francesa before?
No, I'm sorry.
You haven't heard of Mike and the Mad Dog?
Yes.
You have heard of that. Okay.
No, I haven't heard of Mike.
You haven't heard of Mike and the Mad Dog. Okay,
you've
very
been
good.
Sniffing chlorine or something, Stephen?
Yes.
Well, Stephen, listen, we're a big-time radio station here in New York. We cover the tri-state.
Big time,
tri-state
Stephen.
Areas. There's a lot of people that are listening right now. And we have a listener here who's he's come on some hard times. COVID ran through his family.
Listener now?
Well, I mean, a listener. I'm
only worked here a decade. No big deal.
A colleague. I misspoke.
Yes. I'm messing with you.
I misspoke. A colleague here. COVID ran through his family. They won't give him a full-time job. they've been treating him like crap. And we want to get him an above-ground pool. And we heard that you were the place to go. You've been there for 64 years. Obviously not listening to radio, but you've been there for 64 years. And you are the place to go. So can you help us out?
Sure, I'd be happy to help you out.
Okay, all right, very good. So do you have apparently you're almost sold out with these above ground pools?
We're almost sold out. Above ground pools are like one of the hottest things these days. Everyone, unfortunately, because they're not traveling, they're staying home and they're improving their backyards. So pools are definitely the hot ticket this year.
Okay, all right, very good. So I heard that there was a couple of models that were available. The Autumn Breeze is available, Stephen. Is that true?
The Autumn Breeze is an excellent pool. One of the unique features of it is that you can actually partially bury that in the ground.
Excuse us.
And the nice thing about this is that the person who we want to give this pool to lives on a slanted backyard or has a slanted backyard, so this pool would probably make the most sense?
That it would.
Okay. What would this run us there, Stephen?
Well, we have actually just two Autumn Breezes left. We have a 21-foot round and a 16x32 oval. 21-foot round, you're looking somewhere in the neighborhood of about $6,000. And a 16x32, you're looking somewhere around like $9,000.
Oh, wow.
And then we have to get that installed. And we don't install them, but we'll try and hook you up with an installer.
Oh, okay. Well, why are you whispering?
Yeah, are you being held hostage right now?
No, I'm not whispering.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So $6,000 for the smaller one, $9,000 for the other one.
Okay. Right. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I think we'll think about this. What do you think, Boomer?
We'll think about it. We'll think about it.
All right, Steve. Ever hear of Christopher Russo?
I'm sorry, I have not.
Craig Carton.
I guess I'm not a big sports guy.
Have you heard Imus?
Yeah, I've heard of Imus.
You heard of Imus. All right. Very, very good. All right.
He's dead.
All right, Stephen, we appreciate your time. We'll be in touch. Thanks for picking up the phone and answering our questions, all right?
My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
All right, Stephen.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, we can't get a pull from that guy.
We got first-time callers that are nervous. That he just took it to another level.
Yeah.
It's like he was in confession.
He was sniffing chlorine or something. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's about
But that's the kind of guy you want, though.
You want a guy who's all pools.
All pools all the time.
He is dedicated, yes.
He is a dedicated pool guy. I'm telling you.
That was incredible.
You can partially bury it into the ground. Like my neighbors.
Why are you whispering? I'm not whispering.
It's my full talking voice. You can partially bury. I bury things all the time.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. She come to my backyard to bury. You see the guy that does the paver stone commercials?
Oh, yeah,
on TV?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy's got his whole backyard is like the LIE.
He's got stones going everywhere. It's unbelievable. You can build a kitchen, you got everything.
And he's standing there. And then they do this shot, like the drone shot, up, and all it is stone. You don't see one bit of green anywhere. There's no grass.
He's proud of that stuff.
He's like, and all my grandkids love all the stones.
Jesus.
Wow.
I have no idea who the hell you are.
And he told Fliegelman off the air that he didn't know who Boomer was, but I think that when I had him on the air, he's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah,
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
They don't open until 10. He's still waking up. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, sure.
He wasn't available last hour. He's still having his coffee this morning.
Sorry, CeeLo. I don't think I can get a. Yeah. I don't know.
You should have asked him if he knows who Jimmy Hoffa is. He might have had an answer to that one.
Because he buried him.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, we partially buried the Autumn Breeze like we did Jimmy Hoffa in the end zone at Old Giant Stadium.
Didn't somebody say that Jimmy Hoffa was just buried or said that they buried him on a golf course or something?
I don't know.
I thought I saw that story yesterday.
Well, in The Irishman.
Let's Google Jimmy Hoffa.
They just, in that scene, they said that they just cremated him. That's what they did.
I know that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but the long-time rumor is that one of the end zones.
One of the end zones.
Old Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a rumor. It's the truth.
He's under a pool.
Lawyer claims mob client helped bury Jimmy Hoffa at a Georgia golf course.
There you go.
Oh, Georgia golf course.
That's what I just saw, yes.
Okay. All right, very good.
Thank you there, CeeLo.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well.
This is unbelievable. God.
I'm not whispering.
By the way, all right, since we're on people who haven't heard of Boomer before, this was funny. This got tweeted to me. So you know how card breaks are a thing these days where people open a box of cards and put it up on social media? So one of our listeners was watching a young kid open up a box of football cards, all right?
Okay.
And he's going through the cards. And there's some current players, there's some older players, and he gets to a former player, and this is how he pronounces that former player's name.
Boomer Asian.
Asian, come on.
Wow. Quarterback for the Bengals, man. Boomer Asian.
Boomer Asian.
He was like going through. He was like, Calvin Johnson, Boomer Asian. Derek Carr.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Boomer Asian. Okay, very good. I feel bad for that Central Jersey pools guy now. That's all this guy's doing. He's been putting in pools his whole life.
He's doing well for himself.
Yeah, he doesn't just waste time listening to the radio. Right. He gets out there and does business.
We're waking him up. We put him on the air. We accuse him of sniffing chlorine.
And whispering.
And whispering.
I mean, that guy is kicking ass right now.
I know he is. He's the guy.
He's only got four pools left. You better commit.
Wait, two. So 64 years?
Yeah, I know.
So that shows you how good they are.
Right. No, well,
all right, so good.
Yeah.
Opposite Laura Curran, he didn't really have a personality.
No, he did. Who would have thought that the Central Jersey Pools guy was a dud?
Yeah,
I would have. Nassau County executive.
I would have flipped those two for sure.
Yeah, no, of course. Me too. I think all of us would have. All right, CeeLo, what do you got over there?
Well, first I'll tell you that all was, I think we got to say that was moment of the day.
Sure,
Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. That was a lot of fun.